We'll get the sound check and the recording. Can you hear me okay, Marion? Okay, if I start to fade, just like wave your arms or something. So thanks everybody for having me here tonight. It's really good to be here, and it's good to see you all here. And thanks to Randy and Anita for hosting me this week and for being wonderful friends and wonderful teachers. They are two of my most important teachers. And when Anita asked me to speak to you tonight, I immediately thought of forgiveness. I lead a group in the town where I live, which is Cuba, Missouri. Well, we live outside of Cuba, Missouri. And we're studying a book called Grace and Aging by Kathleen Dowling Singh. And we're on the chapter of forgiveness. And it turns out forgiveness is a pretty good idea. And especially as you're aging, and especially before you die. It becomes more and more important as you age. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to do the Dharma talk, we'll just keep talking about forgiveness. I realize it's Thanksgiving week, and so many of us will be meeting with family this week. So it's probably a timely talk also to talk about forgiveness. That reminded me of the Ram Dass quote, "If you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family." So many of us won't be spending a week, but we might be spending a day with our family. And so what is forgiveness? Well, the dictionary definition of forgiveness is to cease to feel resentment against an offender. So it's to cease to feel resentment. And when you Google forgiveness and you get the AI definition of forgiveness, it is a deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who have harmed you. And I like that definition. I find it very helpful. Because forgiveness isn't actually doing anything. It's not doing something. It's letting go. It's letting go of something that you're holding on to, or that we're holding on to, which is resentment and anger and all kinds of just bad feelings that aren't doing us any good. It reminds me of this song I've been listening to a lot lately, "No Hard Feelings" by the Avett Brothers. If you've ever heard it, it's a great song. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just the hard feelings left me afraid and cold with nothing to have or hold. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens when we don't forgive. However, forgiveness, what it's not, is very important to understand what forgiveness is not. It's not approval. It's not justification. It's not condoning. And it doesn't mean that you have to ever see that person ever again. And you can forgive someone while also pledging to never let whatever happened happen again. This isn't going to happen again. I forgive you. I'm not going to hang on to this resentment, but we aren't doing this again. And it's very important. Forgiveness can't be forced. You can't just suddenly say, "Oh, hey, I forgive you now," without some kind of work, without looking carefully at what happened. But forgiveness can be cultivated. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Depending on what happened and who did it and all the circumstances, you might need a lot of therapy before you're ready to come to forgiveness. But what you need to start any forgiveness process with is the intention to forgive. And that's very important in all of our teachings is the intention, the kind, compassionate, and loving intention to forgive self for the things that we've done to ourselves, to forgive others for the things that they've done to us, and also the intention to ask others for forgiveness. We might not ask them in person, but we know that we have harmed others, and we forgive ourselves for that, and we ask them for forgiveness. This talk is not about making amends, which is really a different thing, and there's a whole other talk on that. We're not going to go to that one tonight, but there's a quote from Thubten Chodron that says, "As long as we hold on to our resentment, we can never forgive others, and our lack of forgiveness hurts no one but ourselves. To heal from our pain, there's no other alternative but to let go of our anger and forgive others. Forgiving simply means that we stop tying up our life's energy in being angry at a person. It does not mean saying their behavior was acceptable. We can still deem certain behavior to be wrong, injurious, or inappropriate. Forgiving also doesn't mean being naive or letting others manipulate us or ignoring problems. And each time we forgive, we find greater freedom. Not forgiving keeps us locked in the past. Jack Kornfield says about that forgiveness is giving up hope for a better past. I love that quote. And we all have someone to forgive, or a group of people to forgive, and there things have happened to all of us. I have a personal story of forgiveness about 30 years ago in a few months. I had a dear friend, her name was Suzanne, and her ex-husband killed her. His name was Tommy. He is Tommy, still alive. And he shot her and he killed her. And I hated him. I wasn't the only one who hated him. A lot of people hated him because Suzanne was a wonderful person and he murdered her. And then I started meditating and I started doing loving kindness meditation. Who here has done loving kindness or metta meditation before? So if you're not familiar with that meditation, it's a mantra meditation and a concentration practice where you start with yourself and you wish well wishes to yourself. Like some of the common phrases are like, may I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with happiness. May I live with kindness and ease. And then you say it for other people. You say it for the easiest person you can think of, or say your cat or something. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you be filled with happiness. May you live with kindness and ease. And then you go on to a friend or a loved one. Then a neutral person, being that would be like someone that you don't really know, someone who just checked you out at the grocery store or something like that. We wish them well. Then one of the categories we do it for is traditionally known as the enemy, more currently known as the difficult person. And that's the difficult person really stands in for a difficult aspect of self. And you pick the difficult person. Normally the wisest way to do that is to choose someone who is annoying but not really too horrible. And say, may you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you be filled with happiness. May you live with kindness and ease. And then we expand that to all beings everywhere. All beings in all realms, saying the same phrases over and over. And this is a beautiful practice. I highly recommend it. I did the practice for the entire year of 2022. And it is a life-changing practice. But I started doing it a long time ago, just as part of my practice. And in the murder that I spoke of happened in 1993. I went to a month-long meditation retreat in 2010. So 17 years later, I went to a meditation retreat. And they teach loving-kindness meditation, going through different categories, different people every day. We get to the difficult person. And I thought, oh, difficult person, I can do Tommy. It's been 17 years. I'm sure I've forgiven him. And then I found out I couldn't do Tommy. I had not forgiven him. I didn't think of him much because it had been so long, but I hadn't forgiven him. There was still something there. But I worked on it, and I did loving kindness meditation for Tommy and feel as though I've forgiven him. And then time passes, and now we're back on forgiveness again. So I thought, let's do Tommy again. I haven't thought of him again. Now it's been 30 years. And still there's a little tiny bit of it. Like I wanted to say, you know, I want to say his name, where he lives. And like you can just hear the resentment in my voice. I'm still carrying a little bit of resentment for Tommy. But my current practice is to just love him so much. I used to call him the big bad, like he was the big bad. And I'm not calling him the big bad anymore. He's just Tommy. He's a human. And may he be safe and protected. May he be peaceful. May he be filled with happiness. And may he live with ease and kindness. So I'll keep working on that. And I invite you to open your hearts and see who's there, who may be there from 30 years ago, who you haven't thought of in 30 years, but maybe you're carrying something. And I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm actually asking you to not do something. It's to just let go of that. Let go of that. Let go of the past. Give up hope for a better past. One of the things about carrying these grievances for so long is we make up stories around them, and especially a 30-year-old story is completely made up. This person I'm talking about, Tommy, I haven't seen him in 30 years. He's a caricature. I don't know anything about him. He's made up. I mean, yes, there's a person living out there under that name. I don't know anything about him. But I've made up a person, made up a story around him, and made it part of my identity. Like, this story is part of who I am, and I'm building this self up around. Yes, I had this friend who was murdered, and, you know, there's this whole story. And all that's in the past. And it's bringing suffering. It's not releasing suffering. It leaves me afraid and cold with nothing to have or hold. So I'm letting that go, and I invite you to also let go any of that, if that resonates with you. We may not be ready to forgive. And if you're not ready to forgive, Don't. When it's time, it's time. But I think setting the intention for an open heart, for loving all beings everywhere, unconditionally, forgiving unconditionally, is the only hope we have. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to lead us in a fairly short guided meditation. There's a traditional forgiveness practice. Jack Kornfield wrote a book on it, and if you're interested in forgiveness practice, if you Google Jack Kornfield forgiveness, there's the meditation is online. This is a shorter version of it. And so it'll be a short guided meditation, about 6 minutes long, so you don't have to shift or get in any special posture or anything. It shouldn't be too uncomfortable. If you are not inclined to follow this guided meditation, feel free to space out. Pay attention to your breath. Do whatever serves you in the next 6 minutes. But I'll ring the bell, lead a guided forgiveness meditation. These are traditional phrases from the Theravadin tradition. In English, though. We're not doing them in Pali. And I invite you to do this practice with me. And I'll ring the bell once to start and three times when we're done. So I'll say the phrases twice and then leave a space for you to repeat the phrases or to notice whatever comes up. To meet that with love, compassion, to release it. Just be curious. For all the ways that I have harmed another in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion, I ask for forgiveness. For all the ways that I have harmed another in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion, I ask for forgiveness. For anyone who has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion, I offer my forgiveness. For anyone who has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion, I offer my forgiveness. for all the ways I have harmed myself, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion. I heal these wounds with forgiveness. For all the ways I have harmed myself, either knowingly or unknowingly, through ignorance and confusion, I heal these wounds with forgiveness. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be peaceful. May we all live with kindness and ease. May we all know boundless love and forgiveness.